WSRS. WSRS HD1 Worcester. 96.1 WSRS. An iHeart radio station. 96.1 WSRS presents Worcester's Public Affairs Show. Worcester Speaks Out. Here's your host, Greg Byrne.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us on this Sunday morning. We're here with Beth Lambert and Yusuf Cesar. Beth is a English teacher over at Grafton High School, and Yusuf is one of the students at Grafton High School, and they're here today to talk about an upcoming event to raise awareness for stomach cancer. So we'd like to welcome you both to the show.
Thank you.
You're doing a thing where you move away from the microphone again, Mrs. Lambert.
Sorry.
I bet you she has a great classroom voice, too, doesn't she, Yusuf?
Yeah. I'd say so. The point gets across pretty clear.
I'm sure it does. So tell us a little bit about the event.
So this is going to be on November 7th, a Saturday from 2 to 4 in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And it's the goal of it is really to raise awareness about stomach cancer. It's the third leading cause of cancer deaths in the world, and most people don't know about it. So our event is to just really get people to know about it, to show their support for people who've been affected by it, and really more so than maybe some of the other walks is to convey a sense of unity. And we want people walking away with a sense of gratitude and appreciation for their own health and the simple things in their life. So it's really a community event.
So it's the third leading cause of cancer deaths.
Yes.
And yet there's no foundation for it that I know of, or is there one?
There are some smaller ones. I'm involved on the board of directors of No Stomach for Cancer, mm-hmm. and which is why we have it at Grafton High School. But there really hasn't been a lot done for stomach cancer funding and awareness. And so Grafton High School became involved in 2010 when my family's life became impacted by it. And so
we've been doing, I think when I was here a while ago talking to you, we were doing a bowl-a-thon, and that was a big deal.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was in 2011. 2010, Awareness Month was established in November, and so Grafton's been involved ever since.
Well, that's great. All thanks to your involvement.
Well, yeah, and the kids and the community's been awesome to really help with that.
Which is one of the reasons we have Yusuf here today, because he really stepped up and has helped you a lot with this. What sort of things have you been doing, sir?
Right. So I basically stumbled upon our walk here at Grafton High School last year when I helped Eric Webster, last year's No Stomach for Cancer chairperson for the National Honor Society. And after seeing what the event was all about and really just getting to know Mrs. Lambert and kind of the event and the philosophy we're trying to convey here, I basically decided to become the chairperson myself when I was elected into that position. And now I basically help plan the event from everything from, logistics to the actual flow of the event I'm involved with, the live stream that we're planning to do. I'm also very involved with that, and
That's cool. Now, it's a family-friendly event. It's free. There are raffles. There's some merchandise and food for sale. It takes place indoors and outdoors. Is there anything like a walk around the campus or anything like that? Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to be walking outside on the track. Last year it poured buckets, and so we were inside. But we have both plans, and so we're going to be out on the track. Ideally, it'll be a beautiful fall day. And there are some people who are happy to walk out, even if it's not good weather. But the way the school is designed, it's really perfect for this type of event because you can walk very nicely inside in the commons where it's warm. And even if it's a nice day and you don't want to be outside in the cold or you can't walk very far, we want to have you. There'll be things going on in the commons for you to participate in too, well.
Well, we can give you the Worcester Speaks Out weather guarantee because typically, when we are part of an event, we always like to make sure the weather's perfect. So.
Well, thank you. I'm glad we came. Sure, that would be great. Thank you.
All right, this is the least we can do. It's happening Saturday, November 7th from 2 to 4 at Grafton High School, which is on Providence Road.
That's
in Grafton, brand new high school. Beautiful.
Very beautiful.
Very nice.
We went there last year to do a Teacher of the Month, and it was nicer than my college. It's a very nice building. Tell us with the money that's raised, how does that help with stomach cancer awareness and the fight against stomach cancer?
So, as I said, I'm on the board of directors for No Stomach for Cancer. Mm-hmm. Last year, and we're a grassroots effort, we have one paid employee, and we've always, the people who are on the board of directors have been directly impacted by stomach cancer. So we know how important the lack of funding has been, mm-hmm. hasn't, we need more. So We've done so many local things to raise money. We've raised over $100,000 for stomach cancer research that we awarded, and we've given a little bit more than that. But we want to just really make sure that it goes to that, because some of the larger cancer organizations, the great work that they're doing, they don't have the ability to help all the different cancers. So we want to make sure it goes to stomach cancer and helping people impacted by that.
Now, is there something about stomach cancer that makes it harder to diagnose? Does it get passed over in the process of getting your physical done? Is it sneakier than other cancers?
It is sneaky in that a lot of the symptoms mirror ordinary problems that we all have, whether it's digestive problems, and so people are dismissive of it. Oh, I'm not eating well. I'm really stressed. It's probably that, and so that's part of it.
Okay.
The other part is a lot of, even though it's not as common in the United States as it is around the world, a lot of doctors are dismissive of it. So I can't tell you how many times we've spoken with patients who have said, oh, my doctor, I went to my doctor a year ago. He said it's nothing to worry about. And then they're stage 4 stomach cancer.
Wow. Are there diagnostic tests that can help to find it?
People, when they are having symptoms, should talk to their doctor and really a gastroenterologist, but an endoscopy is the test that looks at your stomach area. And depending on the kind of stomach cancer it is, in our family situation, we were impacted by a diffuse kind, so that's not as likely to show up on an endoscopy. And so that would involve different kind of tests.
I see. But otherwise, if there's a tumor, the endoscopy would find that.
Exactly.
Okay. And in this day and age where people are changing their diets all the time, there may be some stomach issues affiliated with that. But if something is continuing ongoing despite what you're doing with your diet, then that's probably time to go see the doctor.
Right. And I would just encourage people, whether it's stomach cancer or any medical condition, you really need to advocate for yourself. We like to get the clear, you're all set, nothing's wrong with you, from our doctor. But if something's not right, trust your body and just push, because doctors will say you're all set, but you know best.
I'm looking at the sort of the agenda for the day, which I assume Yusuf put together. I think the invasion of Normandy have less moving parts in this thing. You are a very ambitious young man, sir. This is amazing. You have a gastroenterologist from UMass Medical School that's going to be providing information that day?
Correct. So we have a multitude of people who will be joining us to be interviewed on our live stream, which will be hopefully going through YouTube. We are still working some stuff out with that. But
wow, nice.
Yes, so we will be speaking with the gastroenterologist. We will also be speaking with Perry Guilford, so if you'd like to hear him speak, you should join us for that live stream. He is a leading researcher on the genetic marker that I believe actually caused Mrs. Lambert's situation.
Oh, wow.
So he's actually saved quite a few lives with his research, and I think it's very awesome that he's joining us.
And he's joining us from where, Yusuf?
He'll be joining us via the internet.
Because he's in New Zealand?
Yes.
Okay, so you have a guy who's like world-famous researcher in New Zealand who's going to be talking to you all at this event in Grafton. That's amazing.
Correct,
In the business, we call that a great get.
Yeah,
you're going to go out and get a good guest. You got a good guest, my friend. Nice job. And so those are going to be live streams. So will you have any talks happening at the event, like live,
right,
in person?
So being the live stream, we will have a few people being interviewed live at the event by our hosts.
Okay.
I will be one of them, being the chairperson. We will also have last year's chairperson being interviewed. But the gastroenterologist will actually be visiting us personally at the event, so he will also be being interviewed in person with us there.
That's excellent. Okay.
Right, and we also have a genetic counselor who will be joining us for part of the event, too, so if people have questions for her.
Are there genetic, what do they call them, markers that indicate there's a possibility of having it?
Yeah, and that's how my family became impacted by this. My brother Steve passed away from stomach cancer at age 46, and we didn't know there was a genetic connection. That year, we did pursue genetic testing through a kind of a fluke conversation, and the rest of us were tested. 3 of my 4 remaining siblings tested positive for this mutation.
Wow.
And the recommended course of action, because it's very difficult to detect, is total removal of your stomach. So two of my siblings and I have had our stomachs removed, and thankfully it saved our lives, because there were precancerous cells growing in us. So
Wow, that's amazing.
Yep.
And you said it was sort of through a fluke that you decided to get the genetic testing.
It was a fluke. My mother had been diagnosed with colon cancer. She was telling her oncologist, a new one, that her son was, you know, suffering from this terrible cancer, and it had a rare cancer cell formation. And he said, that was your colon cancer type 2. You might want to get some genetic testing at Mass General. And so that conversation really ended up saving our lives.
Wow. And that's something I'm sure that you go into, and it's one of those situations where you want to know, but you don't want to know at the same time. And so I would imagine it'd be an easy thing not to do.
Exactly. And there are a lot of people who are at risk for this mutation who mm-hmm. choose not to find out, choose not to have the surgery once they do find out that they test positive. And to me, it was an easy decision. People think it's a harder one, but when you watch someone suffer from stomach cancer, which is a very painful cancer, it's an easy decision.
And so someone who is a genetic counselor will be available there?
Yes.
So they can talk to people. So if anyone has a family history, they sort of learn, you know, sort of the pluses and minuses
exactly.
of getting that done.
Exactly.
That's a very comprehensive event.
Yeah.
And well, I'm really pleased to be able to give you folks an opportunity to tell people about it, given the fact that, like you said, it's such a dangerous form of cancer.
It
doesn't
is.
Get a lot of publicity.
It doesn't.
And it's tough. I know you guys aren't medical people, but is there a lot of research being done now about it, better treatments, better diagnosis?
There is, you know, and some of the research that's being done for other cancers can certainly benefit stomach cancer as well and, mm-hmm. and vice versa. So there is some, obviously there's not enough. And one of the things that's important for people to know is we're about funding research, but we also, as important as getting the awareness out now and getting the information, because that's going to save a life today. The research is going to be down the road, but right now we want people to learn about stomach cancer and hear the stories of people who've been impacted and realize how dangerous it can be.
Okay. Now, is there anything that you folks need for the event? I mean, it sounds like you have this thing pretty buttoned up. Wow. I wish this place ran as smoothly as it looks like this event's going to run smoothly. Do you need volunteers for anything? Or
Looking
for donations? What's the deal?
So absolutely. So in terms of volunteers, we do have a lot of people from our own high school. We have an outstanding community at Grafton High School that are actually going to help us out. Of course, if you'd like to just volunteer for the event, we're never going to say no to a volunteer. So please be free to email us or just stop by.
And what's your email?
My email is Yusef, that's my name, YusufKSEZER @hotmail.com.
Okay.
Or you can reach me at the high school, at Grafton High School website.
All right, that's great. We're joined this morning by Beth Lambert, who is a person whose family has been seriously impacted by stomach cancer, and she's a teacher at Grafton High School, one of her students. Yusef Cesar here, and he's really taking the bull by the horns to do this. Now, I know senior year of high school, you're looking to pad the resume for the college applications. This must be helping you like crazy.
Yeah, so one thing that me and Mrs. Lambert have discussed a lot is that a lot of students do things to pad their resumes, but I really feel like I'm doing this not really so much for that, but just for the effect I see that it's having on the community around us. And although it's definitely a resume builder, that is really not my motivation for doing this at all. I've really learned a lot of things through Mrs. Lambert and her story, as well as other people's stories. And I'm really excited to be doing this, and I couldn't have asked for a better senior year, really.
Right, and the reason I said what I did is because I knew you didn't do this to pad your resume.
Right.
So this is really good work that you're doing. And I know you're a senior. We talked a little bit off the air. I mean, you're applying to colleges.
Yep.
And I think this should go a long way toward helping you hopefully get your top choice.
I hope so.
That would be great because it's closer.
Right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So
definitely.
He's looking to go to Harvard. So. That's
the dream.
Well, all right. Well, I think hopefully this will help make that a reality. And with regard to the event, again, it's rain or shine.
Rain or shine.
Absolutely.
Okay. And it's happening, again, November 7th at the Grafton High School, which is easy to find. It's on Providence Road in Grafton. It's free. Mm-hmm. It's open to the public. And if you want to volunteer, get in touch with either Beth or Yusef through the high school or through your Gmail account.
Yep.
All right. Anything else you want to add?
One thing I would like to add, actually, is that even if you can stop by for 10 minutes, you know, you don't feel pressured to stay the whole 2 hours. Any amount of time you can stop by is definitely a worthwhile time. We're really about supporting the community, and we'd be glad to have anyone who'd like to come.
All right. Excellent job. Beth, Yusef, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right. We'll be back with more Worcester Speaks Out.